T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What up, everybody? Friday morning in Richmond, Virginia, and what a night it was.
It was a great one.
Joined by Brian Mitchell. As always, this is B. Mitch and Finley. Packed show coming your way. PFT commenter joins us at 11 a.m. Brad Spielberger from Pro Football Focus joins us at 12:30. Julie Donaldson from the Washington football team will join us at 1:30. Listen, Washington football team has problems. Okay, this COVID stuff's not going to go away.
Yep.
They have the lowest vaccination rate in the NFL. Last night, they put Matt Ioannidis and Curtis Samuel on the COVID list. That's it for now. But if we've learned anything with this global pandemic, is that you never know what's coming next.
You never know. And I think ultimately, when you look at those two guys who've been in these rooms and stuff with other people, what other players are going to have to go on the list?
And
because you don't think it's just going to be two.
COVID doesn't care that you made two good contract extensions with John Allen and Logan Thomas.
Yeah, it doesn't.
COVID doesn't care that you won the NFC East last season.
Yeah.
COVID doesn't care that Ryan Fitzpatrick maybe had his best season ever last season.
Mm-hmm.
COVID doesn't care about any of that.
Yep.
COVID's the honey badger. COVID does what it wants, and it's everywhere. So if you think you can just avoid it, you're silly. But that's not where I want to start.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start because I am pissed off.
Why?
I do not understand why we have to put up with ownership of a baseball organization that continues to develop stars,
mm-hmm.
and refuses to pay.
I mean, you look at I kind of figured Scherzer, not Trey.
Listen,
you no one thought Trey, but you get rid of Scherzer and Trey, and you're going to get these prospects. What happens? I think eventually, the way you sell and the way you promote is by having stars around. And if every time a guy becomes that big of a star, he's going. I would think, based off of how the learners have done it, many people will start to believe that Juan Soto won't be signed either.
How can we stop lying to us? Stop lying,
mm-hmm.
okay? Max made sense. I don't have to love it, but I understand it completely.
He gave you a lot. He's an older guy, you can get a lot for him. But Trey is a young,
all these other dudes,
up-and-coming star.
Schwarber.
Superstar.
Schwarber, everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Everybody on a one-year deal. Everybody that's over 30. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Fine. Trey Turner is a star.
Yeah.
You drafted him. I think they actually traded for him. You developed him. And you're just admitting you're not going to pay him. And it's this BS like, oh, well, he wants to hit free agency. So pay him in free agency.
He paid Patrick Corbin in free agency because you're offering him BS. Let's be real.
You paid Patrick Corbin in free agency.
Yes.
You paid Max Scherzer in free agency. This is your guy. This is your guy. And we've seen it with Bryce. We've seen it with Rendon. Now we see it with Trey.
Yeah.
Stop lying to me that it's all because we're going to pay Soto. I don't trust you to pay Soto anymore.
Uh-huh.
I trust Mike Rizzo. I trust Mike Rizzo made the best moves for his organization because he knew what he had to do. Because he knew they have a bad farm system. They got to replenish it with prospects. And he knows ownership won't pay.
Yeah.
He knows that ownership will not pay these guys. So stop lying to me. Stop pretending that we're all sheep and we just believe you're going to pay Soto. And I don't want to hear about COVID and they didn't get the World Series windfall of fans at the park. I understand all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole world got screwed by COVID. Not just you guys.
Exactly.
And other teams are able to pay these dudes.
Yeah, other teams pay their dues. And other teams like, oh, you want to get rid of them? We'll take them. Who you think is the favorite now? Who's the favorite now?
It's got to be the Dodgers.
Exactly.
Because they make moves to win. And all the credit in the world to Mike Rizzo. He usually makes moves to win. Mm-hmm. He understood he had to pull the ripcord.
He's handcuffed.
He had to pull the ripcord on this thing because ownership won't pay.
He's handcuffed.
And ownership, this is not some up by the bootstraps young owner. This isn't the Oakland A's money ball situation. Mm-hmm. The owners have money.
Yeah.
You have plenty of money, and you're allowed to do whatever you want with it, including not pay your star players. But we're allowed to be really, really mad about it.
And a lot of people, I'm sure, today are really, really mad.
And here's what you're going to do. I do not believe they're going to sign Soto. Because you know why? I'm a Mike Rizzo. I listen to him every week on the Junkies. Mm-hmm. Every week I listen to that interview. I think it's appointment radio. Mike Rizzo always says, I'm a back of the baseball guy. I'm a back of the baseball card guy. Mm-hmm. I want, and whenever we do statistical analysis, whenever I do the deep dives on this mm-hmm. stuff that you appreciate, I'm looking at the body of work.
Yeah.
The entire body of work. You didn't pay Bryce. You didn't pay Rendon. You traded Trey because you weren't going to pay him. I don't believe you're going to pay Soto.
And I think that is going to see, people say what they want about us. Like, this team that we're covering out here today, they always paid people when they were beyond the years, I felt. And they got a bad rap because of that. People are going to start having a certain way that they look at this Nationals baseball team because every time a guy seems to be that guy, they don't want to keep him around. They don't keep him around. They let him go. They move on. And they go help another team be better. And, like, people try to hit the thing. Well, look at Rendon now. Who cares about looking at him now? Look what he did to help you win a World Series. And look how far you've dropped since the World Series. That was, what, 2 years ago?
2 years
ago. And look at him now. Don't look like the same team, does it?
No.
And sometimes you have to pay guys because certain guys, they can ignite a locker room. Certain guys make you have a certain type of, as they say, like Ron Rivera, a culture. But if you always getting rid of the stars, that culture is going to take a major hit.
Totally. And don't miss me with the, but Rendon's hitting 240. Look at his career numbers. Huh. Like, he's having a bad year. That happens. That's not the point. What's Bryce doing? Stop deferring this money.
Yeah.
You know how little free agents are interested in all this deferred money?
Mm-hmm.
You know why they defer the money? Honestly, I think. Because they just traded Max and L.A. had to eat some of it. So they can punt on half the deal. Or whatever percentage of money they're allowed to punt on. That's why they want to defer it. Because, hey, well, maybe we won't have to pay it.
They want
to
defer because they can constantly make interest off of your money.
Sure.
I'd rather have my damn money. And I can do what I want with it. I don't want you benefiting off of my money. But it's silly for a team that has as much as they sit up there all the time saying, oh, we'll give you the $350, but we want to defer $200 of it. No, hell with that. Other teams are going to pay me up front. You pay me up front.
You live in Centerville. I live in Bethesda.
Yeah.
Tyson's Corner is about the dead middle between our mm-hmm. houses. Tyson's Corner is huge. There's about 8 million office buildings.
Lucrative.
Highly lucrative.
Yeah.
You know who owns all of that?
Oh, I know.
The same people that can't pay Trey Turner. Oh, it's too much money. What the hell are we doing here? are you going to be a winning organization?
Doesn't seem like it. Listen, they won the World Series. You had some magnificent personal performances by players. I think some magical moves by coaching staff. But they act as if that's going to happen every day. When you look at the teams that win consistently, they put their money where their mouth is. They don't just expect to fall into it every blue moon. They make sure they go out and they cultivate that type of mindset, that type of culture, that type of mindset to where every time we step on the field, we have a damn chance. Who feels like that now? I think early in the season when Lanfield and Cody were saying the season was over, you made the bet. They went on a run. What's happened since that? They got all the way back, and then they completely fell apart. Why? Not enough pieces.
Injuries tore apart this season.
But still, injuries happen. Injuries is a part of sports. You need to be able to circumvent that. If you're getting rid of your top players, how do you think you're going to beat when you start having injuries, what's going to happen? You got other people having to step up that you weren't supposed to be depending on. You know, they have to find a way to keep their people, the top guys around consistently.
Do you believe they will?
I don't have that belief, no. Because you go based off of history. And their history is, when you are that guy, we're not going to pay you.
Cody Betts, official Nats insider of the B. Mitch and Finley Show. Tell me these prospects that we got back are the best prospects of all prospects in all of prospect land. Tell me something good, because I completely understand trading Max. I understand that completely. It was the right move for the organization. But the capitulation and the acceptance of just the refusal to pay Trey Turner drives me insane.
Well,
so tell me these are the best prospects in all of baseball.
Well, when you acquire two great assets from the Dodgers, they're number one and they're number two in their farm system.
Tell me who they are, where they play, all you that stuff. Kieber, I know they got a pitcher.
Ruiz, you got the catcher. He's the number one, number 16 prospect in the nation, and he's the number one prospect in the Dodgers organization. That's going to be your catcher of the future there for the Nationals.
When's he ready to come up?
Within the next 2 to 3 years. That's fine. We got time.
3 years.
But right now you're not planning for now.
Juan Soto's gonna be playing in Fenway Park by then.
But you're not. But with these moves, I mean, Scherzer's gone anyways. Turner's gone after next year. You're not planning this for this move was not planned for this year or next year.
I understand.
This is 2 years.
Stud catcher prospect. Got it.
Yeah, stud catcher prospect. Then you got Josiah Gray. You've got
he's the pitcher.
Yes.
What's his game like? When's he ready?
He's their number two prospect. He's ready within 1 to 2 years. He's already MLB ready right now, but it's really how much you want to develop him as a Nationals guy. So give him some time.
And
then
once it develops, he's gone.
Yeah. I mean, at least they'll get the 5 years in arbitration, team control, and all that with these prospects, right?
Yeah, and it's fine. I mean, they made some moves.
What's the catcher's name?
Ruiz, Kiebert Ruiz.
Ruiz. So Ruiz gives us 4 good years, and then they'll flip him because they're not going to pay him.
Yeah, and then we got a right-handed pitcher from the Red Sox trade, getting rid of Kyle Schwarber, Aldo Ramirez. He's the 19th rated in Boston's system. He's got 8 starts in A-ball. He's 20 years
single
old.
Single A?
Yeah, single A. He's got 8 starts.
This guy's going to play. My daughter's going to be in college when these guys come up.
But they had the worst farm system in the league, so they had to do something to replenish that, and if they didn't, they were going to just struggle for the next 5 years with no farm system. Now they got rid of some of the players that they weren't going to be able to pay, and now they've got something maybe in the future.
Why they can't pay him?
Because they're not. I don't think they're going to pay Trey Turner when he's turning, 28 years old? They're not.
Cody, there's an important difference here. It's not that they can't pay him. It's that they won't pay him. Let's be clear and precise in our language. It's not that they can't pay Trey Turner. It's that they will not pay Trey Turner.
But they
and
just
that's
got,
a big, big difference.
They just got burned on this Steven Strasburg deal. I mean, they are eating a ton
and
of money.
And Corbin.
So why do you think they're going to sign a long-term guy? He's about to turn 28.
Are you making excuses
Steven
for them?
Strasburg was a guy who's been injured since the beginning. They still signed that deal. But you can't fault other people because of Steven Strasburg. And I think that's what they think in their mindset. Listen, I don't care that one other person got hurt. You need to find a way to keep guys. Those everyday players, I think they're just as important as that top-notch pitcher. They gave Strasburg the money. With Max, they signed him here. I think he outplayed his contract, no matter how much it was.
Absolutely.
But
especially now that they don't.
Now
have to
you're
pay
not gonna pay
half.
Trey Turner. You're gonna pay people like that because of Steven. You kept giving him contracts.
Okay, but what about when
are you making excuses for the billionaires, Cody?
I'm giving a flip side here. That's all. So Trey Turner, you want to sign him to $300+ million, like a Fernando Tatis deal, and then you want to try to sign Soto in 4 years to a $500 million deal. That's $800 million in two guys. They're not going to be able to sign any other guys.
Cody, let me be clear. Yes, that's what I want them to do.
Okay,
do
well that's not
how
that's
are
not
these
feasible.
Other
We're not the
how
Yankees.
Are these other teams able to do it?
They're the Yankees.
The Lerners have more money than the Steinbrenners. Look it up. It's on Forbes. I'm not making that up.
But we also can't act like the Nationals don't spend money. In 2019, they had the fourth highest payroll in the league. This year, they had the ninth highest. It's not like they don't spend money.
Harper, Rendon, now Turner. You believe they're going to sign Soto?
How's Harper doing?
None of that is
How's
the point.
How's Rendon doing?
None of that
Those
is
sound
the point.
Like good deals to me.
None of that is the point. They're just letting. So now you think Turner's going to bomb because they're electing not to sign him?
No, I have no idea, but I'm saying they got a lot in return for all the deals they made
Cody's
yesterday.
Riding with the billionaires.
What they got in return for all the people they let go?
They've got some catcher prospects. They've got pitching prospects. They've got an outfielder coming over from the Dodgers. They got rid of
they
some
got,
big
numbers. How many games are they under 500 right now?
Yeah, so why would you keep the guys that aren't getting you the production? Daniel Hudson, Kyle Schwarber, Brad Hand, one-year deals. They were gone anyways. Might as well get something in return.
I agree with all
guys,
that.
I understand.
I agree with all of the moves and except Turner. And I understand why you want to maximize Trey Turner's value. I understand that, right? But it's just because you're not going to pay him.
No, that's absolutely true. And maybe they've gone back and forth behind the scenes.
How are you so accepting of that?
Because I can't change it. I'm just a voice on the radio. You have to understand, he's about to turn 28. They've only got him for one more year. If they can't sign him to a seven-year, $300-plus million deal, get rid of him now for max value and get the most in return. Maybe they didn't get enough in return. That's fine. We can argue that. They didn't get enough. But they had to get rid of him if they weren't going to sign him long-term.
All right, well, we got a lot of people, I'm sure, are going to be pissed off about this. 800-636-1067. Let's get these phone lines open up. And, Cordy, you're going to have some upset fans calling in now.
Oh, I'm upset, too. I'm upset. I didn't want to see him go. I just bought his jersey.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Gambit DC listener lines are open. If you're wondering about the music in the background, that's because B. Mitch and I are live on location at Washington Football Team training camp. We're watching. We got the O-line working out here. We got some of the hurt guys are working out here. We got all these COVID issues happening for the Washington Football Team. Haven't even talked about Russell Westbrook getting traded or the Dreamboat Kendall that the Wizards drafted last night. It's a good-looking fella, B. But right now, I'm angry because I'm not the same as Cody. Listen, to me, there's a big-time difference between understanding why something happens. I believe Mike Rizzo did the best he could in the situation. Mm-hmm. I believe in Mike Rizzo. I think he's the best GM in this city since Bobby Bethard. But it doesn't mean I have to accept that ownership refuses to pay their own players. And don't tell me, listen, announce a Soto extension today, and then I'll believe it. because you didn't pay Bryce, so you could pay Rendon, and you didn't pay Rendon, so you could pay Trey,
and now nobody's been paid. So, oh boy,
Cody, do you believe they're going to get something done with Soto? I'll take that silence as a no. If you get a deal done with Soto, I might calm down a bit.
That's not happening no time soon.
You got to wonder. I mean, Soto, I think, is 2 or 3 years out from arbitration, from free agency. Maybe you can get an extension done there. Mm-hmm. Maybe he won't go all the way to free agency, but he is a Scott Boras guy. Scott Boras guys usually go to free agency. The one guy that didn't was Strasburg here. And I think that was more about Strasburg just wanting to stay where he was comfortable.
Yeah.
And with an organization that was very, very good to him. They shut him down when they were in the middle of a playoff drive, all that stuff. All right. We got to take a quick break. Phone lines open. 800-636-1067. Taking all of your calls next. 1067 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fam. We're live on location in Richmond. And we'll be honest with you. We are a football-heavy show, but today there's anger in the air. How about this, Brian? 2018, the Orioles traded Manny Machado for 5 prospects.
Uh-huh.
The Nationals traded Max Scherzer and Trey Turner for 4 prospects.
Hmm.
Not only
let me ask you a question.
Not only are they refusing to pay
him. What have the Orioles done since trading Machado?
Sure. Hmm. Not only are they refusing to pay Trey Turner, I'm not sure if they got enough back. That's the other part of this equation.
Machado is not better than Turner and Scherzer.
Let's hit these phones. Let's go to our guy James and Ashburn on the Gambit DC listener line. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. James, you're up, dude.
Boys, I am so pissed. It's just we go to the park. We put money in their pockets, and then they get these players. They're all stars. I mean, they just got rid of three all star players yesterday. I understand Scherzer. I get it, but we develop these players. And then we let them go. Bryce Harper, you know, Anthony Rendon. You can just get on the list. But yet Strasburg, who is known to be injured, they go out and they give him $245 million. I'm just done with it. I don't want to say I'm done going to Nats Park, but I'm probably going to be going a whole lot less because of this. And Juan Soto, he will not be here in 2 or 3 years. And it's just, this is a continuing thing. As long as the Learners own this team, this is what we're going to have to look forward to, and it sucks. I thought Dan Snyder was the worst owner in sports, but the Learners are right behind him.
Strong, James. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in. Let's keep the phone lines going. Let's go to Edward in D.C. Ed, what's up, Ed?
Hey, guys. What's happening? Look, I got to say, it's not a very great day today, right? I mean, because here's the thing. Any other guy, like Scherzer, Schwarber, all the relievers, I get. You're in sell mode, that's fine. But getting rid of Trey Turner signals capitulation not for this year, but also for next year. And as, you know, someone who's a half-season plan holder, it makes me scratch my head. It makes me wonder, should I renew next year? Because the team has effectually capitulated. And here's the thing. The Royals are a small market team. And I use this example because the Royals went to the World Series in 2014 and then won the World Series in 2015. And they haven't really been good since. But they're a small market team that doesn't have to be the Nationals. But even a small market team like them found a way to keep players around to be good enough to be World Series contenders for two consecutive years. And I just, at some point, when are we going to pay position players who we develop? You know, we didn't draft Trey, but I don't understand what the point of all this is. Stars generate revenue for your team, right? And by trading Trey Turner, it just signals capitulation for next year.
Absolutely.
That's all I got.
Thank you, Ed. It definitely signals
capitulation.
Appreciate
it, man.
Like,
people aren't happy, brother.
And listen, let's go to Dan in Fairfax, because I think he might have a fair point here that Cody was trying to make earlier. Dan, what's up, man? You're on Game
hey,
DC listener.
Hey, boys, big fan. To be clear, I am pissed. I'm angry. But if you take a step back from a rational perspective, Trey Turner is going to be on the way wrong side of 30 if you sign him to a contract like tape money. Is he going to be worth $40 million a year when he's 35, 36, with a game built mostly on speed and value derived from it? Don't get me wrong. I would have loved to have him. Fair, but I would have preferred if they didn't sign Rendon, they weren't going to sign him anyways, and it's better to get out from under there. I would hope that they keep Soto, but if this team is what 8-9 games under 500 now and behind, there's no chance of a wild card sneak in. They'd have to catch the division at this point, and that wasn't going to happen. Next year Scherzer was going to be older, even if they did bring him back. Also, by the way, by getting out from under his contract. They basically, it's not just that they got rid of a half-season rental. They got out of, what, another $100 million or so? So the Dodgers are paying that up front for someone that's not going to be on their roster next year. They got fair value what they could. I hate to see it happen, but there have been a lot of people banging on about the farm system's dead. I mean, who else is on? You have Turner, but you have Robles and Soto, and then who else do you have? You don't have a catcher. We haven't had a catcher in, what, 5-6 years, really? I mean, Suzuki was nice, but he wasn't good. They haven't had a second baseman since Murphy left to speak of. Carter Ken Keyboom or whatever the hell his name is a bomb. I mean, they had to do it at some point. It's not
that's
like you can keep,
that's a key
if they're
bust.
Not gonna sign, if they're not gonna pay their own guys, their hell's sure as hell not gonna pay for free agents to come in here. You know.
Thank you for the call, man. I hear you. I hear you, and I appreciate it. Phone number is 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let us know how you feel about trading Max Scherzer, trading Trey Turner. I think the older guys on one-year deals, I completely understand. Trading Turner is tough, and I don't know that the haul was good enough.
But see, the thing
is, they do have to rebuild their farm system. Like, I understand contextually why they did it. I have a tough time accepting that ownership just refuses to pay these guys.
That's what it seems like. And I think ultimately, I hear people over and over talking about somebody going to be on the other side of 30. There are a lot of people that perform beyond 30. People run beyond 30. People hit home runs beyond 30. Most baseball players take till 25, 26, 27 before they get that major contract. So just saying Trey's going to be on the other side of 30, what does that really mean?
And Cody kept saying, oh, well, he's about to turn 28.
I don't care.
Shohei Ohtani's 27. I'd take him. I'd take him. Let's keep the calls going. Let's go to Craig in Gaithersburg. Craig, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley. Craig,
you're up, real happy with all. Not real happy with all of it. But I think, too, you know, from a business end of it, if they became free agents and not signed, we don't get nothing. But I think they, you know, Max was gone. That was a definite. But use his money to work something out with Trey and these other guys, even though they're on one-year deals. When they put Schwarber leading off, they started winning. They won like 10 or 12 games in a row until he got hurt. And then they started going down the toilet. You know, spread the wealth a little bit and you know, keep the fans in the stadium. Because right now, I don't hear anybody who wants to go watch them.
I mean, how do you think it's going to look at Nats Park a month from now, late August? They're 14 games under 500 and whatever, 15 back of the Mets.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the RFK days. I remember when nobody went to games and nobody talked about it. They've had a really unmatched run of success in the last 7 years. But it's going to get ugly. And I hope everybody's ready for that. And for the learners that maybe didn't get the influx of cash that normally you'd expect after a World Series run. Like, I understand that. And that's a tough break. But the whole world took that tough break, too. That happened in every capacity. Every capacity. And wait till you see how. I mean, I get why you sell season tickets, because now you got people on the hook for August and September anyway. But it's going to be ugly out there. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Devin, you're up. B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, guys. I think it was absolutely a good deal. You had really no choice but to get rid of – I mean, there were eight games under 500 right now. Things were going to continue to get worse. You can't get rid of Scherzer without Turner. You can't do it. There's $100 million in deferred money. You can't convince a team to take Scherzer without a prospect like Trey Turner. So you had no choice but to throw him in there. And that's $15 million a year over the next 6 years for nothing. So they had really no choice. The farm system was a joke. So I really so, am
hang
high
on, Devin,
on
Devin,
Ruiz.
Devin.
Gray is a great player, too. Yeah,
Devin,
go ahead.
I hear what you're saying, right? I hear what you're saying. It's similar to why the Rams had to throw in the extra first-round pick to get rid of Jared Goff, right?
Yeah.
You're basically paying – you're basically taking a lesser deal to get rid of cash on the books. But we need to stop saying – can't and start saying won't, because they could just pay the rest of the deferred money to Scherzer. That's the deal they set up. They could pay Trey Turner. These are things they can do. They're choosing not to. That's the one thing.
Here's
I think
the deal, but
that's what we all need to be aware
of money.
Yeah, they do.
The learners have tons of money, but then you're asking the learners to take, what, $50 million loss a year? I mean, they're just not going to do that. You know, no owner is going to, you know, be willing.
Where's
to
the 50 million
loss?
The deferred money to Scherzer. Where's the 50 million loss?
Yeah.
The deferred money to Scherzer.
No. It's because you're not going to the 15 million, and then also you're going to have to sign Trey Turner or someone else.
That's the deal they set up was to defer that money.
That money is going to be paid no matter what.
What other teams would have done is just pay it all at once. So
true.
We can't. allow this one market manipulation and manipulative behavior to convince a fan base that they can't do this. They can. That's the deal they set up. That was their choice to defer the money. And now you got to wonder if they want to defer all this money so they can trade guys later and not have to pay all the money. Because there aren't many organizations that try to do that, but they sure like to do it.
Hmm.
It's a great call. Thank you for the call. Let's get one more in here. Listen, phone lines are packed. We're going to keep phones going the whole rest of the hour. Do not worry. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Dan in Winchester. Dan, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going good.
Everybody's just, yeah, I mean, it's heartbreaking, of course. I mean, I'm going to be a Max Scherzer fan for life. I think we all understood that one. You know, people are scratching their heads about Trey, but I got to tell you, you know, it is a business, and at the end of the day, you got to make money. And the Nats have been buyers. I'll defend the Lerners and Mike Rizzo a little bit here. We have been buyers for 10 years almost. They brought in Worth. They brought in Max. They brought in Corbin. They've gone out at the trade deadline and beefed up the bullpen. They've gone over the luxury tax limit when it seemed reasonable to do that. And, you know, I just got to think, you know, you do have Soto out there. I don't know what's going to happen with him, but, you know, Trey's going to get Tatis kind of money. Go look at the Angels and how they do paying Rendon, Mike Trout, and Ohtani. I mean, they suck every year. So,
I have absolute faith in Mike Rizzo
to put together a team, you know, I think that they will. Obviously, this
Dan,
is
I appreciate you. I have absolute faith in Mike Rizzo, but at some point you got to start. We got to look at this eyes wide open. You don't pay Rendon, so you don't pay Harper, so you can pay Rendon. You don't pay Rendon, so you can pay Trey. Everyone's gone. At least they maximized. Listen, they maximized Rendon because they got a World Series. They should have just traded Harper. Frankly, if you know you're not going to pay him, they should have traded him. I mean, it's the same mistake Washington made with Kirk Cousins. Maximize your assets. At least they did that with Turner. But I will not just accept that they're not going to – that I'm done with they can't pay these guys because they can. They choose not to. And you've got to wonder now, why do they like deferred money so much? So maybe you can trade these guys on the back end of the deal and not have to pay it all out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, but damn if it doesn't make sense as a theory. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Brian, when we return, are you prepared to talk to the legend, Walter and Alexandria?
Definitely.
Walter's first up when we come back next on The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley, and there's anger in the air. Did the Nationals get enough trading Max Scherzer and Trey Turner? Did they capitulate and just say, we can't pay? Trey Turner, absolutely. Phone lines are packed. We want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We start with the legend, Walter in Alexandria. Hello, Walter.
What's up, Walt?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well.
You know, I look at the situation like this. Now, the Washington baseball team have got rid of its players. But I look at that loss yesterday, up by 7 runs, and then lose 8-11. Now, when are they going to do the right thing? Go ahead and get rid of the manager, because we know they have a problem there somewhere. And let's make a complete change over. That would be my opinion on the whole situation. What do you guys gentlemen think about that?
Thank you for the call, Walter. Right, always appreciate it. They got rid of everybody else. I think he's talking about the manager, Davey Martinez. I think Davey gets a longer leash because of the World Series.
Because of the World Series, yeah.
And I think, I mean, it was a month ago. They
went on the
two
run.
Or three games out of first place. And now here we are. It's
Life, we were getting rather excited, weren't
life
we?
Life comes at you fast.
Fast as hell.
Pete in Fair Lakes, you are on with B. Mitch and Finley. What's up, Pete?
Hey, man. Good to hear from you, Brian Mitchell and JP.
Thanks, dude.
I understand kind of getting rid of Scherzer after 37 and trying to make something for the future, but Trey Turner is a real head-scratcher, especially for a bunch of prospects. I mean, I don't get it. I really don't get it.
I hear you, man. I got this tweet from Beltway Boys Sports. Says, the learners suck. I hope the fans will hit them where it hurts and stop going to games and spending money. When it hits them in the wallet, maybe they will wake up. We better start preparing for Soto to leave. Listen, if they don't sign Soto.
If they don't sign Soto, it's a hell of a pattern. And people need to understand that when you get these top-notch players, just know that they're going to be gone real soon.
Let's go to Scott in Alexandria. Scott represents the other
guys,
side.
Guys, how you
coin.
Doing? Hey,
what's up,
the
Scott?
The sky is not falling. Yes, we are going to suck the rest of this year. These last 2 months are not going to be good. But there are 5 big-name free agent shortstops to pay. You can always sign trade next the year after. If we get re-signed Harper and Rendon, people will be packing your lines, calling about how Harper and Rendon are not living up to their contracts. Harper's hitting 270. Rendon's always hurt. The learners have exceeded the cap many times. And the biggest thing of all, 2 big things. One, the Dodgers are eating $100 million of Scherzer's deferred salary. That's a whole other big-name free agent we can sign right there. And 2, the prospects we're getting back are really good. Josiah Gray is going to be – no one can be Max Scherzer, but he can be a good complement to Steven Strasburg. This Ruiz kid catcher is probably going to be a multi.
Who are the free agent?
This is a good deal.
Okay, so just let me ask a question. Who are the free agent shortstops you think they're going to sign?
I think Trevor Story is a good option. Javier Baez. You can go get Carlos Correa. That's 3 right there. I don't like
how much money do you think they're going to cost?
Option. There's 5 big names.
How much money are they going to cost?
Oh, I mean, they're all probably going to be demand 4, 5, 6 years, $100 million. But you get that's money you now have freed up because of the Scherzer deal, and you're not paying Trey his last year of arbitration, which was going to be $20 million. So that money's back in the coffers. You can do all these things.
I'm just saying the money's back in the coffers. I'm just not as confident as you are that it'll go back into spending. Does that make sense? Here's something else. This is from our friend Matt Weirich on Twitter. I thought this was pretty interesting. I didn't realize this. The guy they got back for Daniel Hudson, and maybe this is per reports. I don't know if this is official. They got Mason Thompson from San Diego, 6'7", 223, number 9 prospect in the Padres system and could immediately help the bullpen. You give me a big boy flamethrower that can maybe become a closer, I'm into that.
I want to see it.
I want to be clear about my stance also. I am cool with all of the trades except Trey.
Yeah.
Trey is the one I have an issue with.
And I'm just so like, we're clear, but like on what the caller just stated about the 5 prospects, you could have just got rid of Max. They're eating that money anyway, and you could have signed Trey. Basically, what he's saying exactly, if they're going to sign a big time prospect who's going to be commanding a certain level of money, why not just sign the guy that's already here who's playing it, who is damn good.
Let's go to Vincent in D.C. Vince, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well,
good, man. How about you?
I'm good. Look, I've been a season ticket holder since day one. I stood in the parking lot of RFK to get season tickets and paid my invoice for 15 years. I remember days when this team was so bad that I couldn't give those tickets away. And then we got Mike Rizzo, built this thing up, got us a championship. Look, I fully support what Rizzo's doing here. I fully believe that whatever he's doing and right now to maximize the value of all these guys that he's moving, that we're going to end up rebuilding towards another championship because he is, frankly, like the biggest superstar on that team, in my opinion, that no one gives enough credit and no one talks about. Is that he's the best dealer GM in MLB.
Dude, I'm crediting Rizzo.
I fully back him, and I think everybody.
I trust Rizzo all the way.
These guys leaving, too. My son, who's a little dude, is, like, sad. But we got more great days to come, and that's what I wanted to say.
I appreciate your optimism.
But I think nobody is knocking Mike Rizzo.
Period.
And a lot of times, Mike Rizzo is forced to do things that his owners want him to do. He doesn't want to do some of the things that they ask him to do.
Absolutely.
So, yes, you support Mike. But Mike's handcuffed by a group of people who has the means to pay people, but refuses to. And they make his job even tougher, I believe.
Absolutely. I mean, you had a manager of this team, and I don't remember where they were, but I think they were playing decent baseball. You had a manager quit because of the way ownership dealt with him.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody remember Jim Riggleman at Caddies?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just quit because he's like, I'm not dealing with this. Mm-hmm. They slow play everything, don't want to commit to multiple years. They want to defer money. That's not what Rizzo wants to do. But mm-hmm. Rizzo recognizes he's got a great situation.
Yeah.
I understand all of it. I understand why you make these moves. But the Turner thing comes with a complete acceptance. Oh, we're just not going to pay him, so let's maximize it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're maximizing it. I just hate the mindset that you're not going to pay him. And until a Juan Soto deal is done, I have a very hard time believing that it's going to be done.
I am with you on that.
When we return, PFT commenter joins the show. We'll see if he's as mad as we are. We're going right back to the phones after that. Kevin, Corey, Kyle, Pat, everybody, stay on the lines. You're coming back. BMF on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.